This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
By the way, so today the Mets played the Yankees. It was the final spring training game that the New York Mets played before they head over to Houston, and they'll open up the season on Thursday. The Yankees have one more exhibition game. So today was Mets-Yankees, which is kind of cool. They don't play a lot in spring training, but they played today. And the Mets put out basically their opening day lineup, and that included Juan Soto. So Juan Soto saw Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone made a joke. You don't look good in that jersey, all that kind of stuff. Apparently, a lot of Yankee fans kind of infiltrated Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and I'm hearing reports that Juan Soto was heavily booed in his own ballpark in this final spring training game. Now, we do have evidence to either prove it or disprove it. So, ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of SNY, here was the response to Juan Soto when he was introduced at a Mets home spring training game. Wow. That sounded like 70.
What was that kid chanting?
You're going to regret this.
You're going to regret this.
Yankee fans are over it, though.
Boy, sounds like it. Tough to be the big brother when you can't even get your own home team fans in your own park, Lugie.
You want to respond to that?
Yes, I would. There was a stat that came up here the other day. Just give me 1 second here from Mike Puma.
Yeah.
And this will show that things are great. The Mets have established a franchise spring training attendance record with 106,000 plus this year.
Yeah.
So they've drawn plenty of Met fans.
What about today? What about the game was in Port St. Lucie at Clover Park?
They've drawn plenty of baseball fans.
Yeah.
I would say that was the minority of fans that wasn't the majority. I think that represented the vocal minority, the little brother section. We have a little brother section there now at spring training in Port St. Lucie.
Why didn't the majority drown them out then?
It was hot dog day, and they were getting hot dogs.
Oh, got it. That was quick on your feet. I see, Lugie.
There's also a non-fighting Lugie twist to this. Fellow Yankee fans.
Yeah.
Grow up. The guy just carried us to our first World Series appearance since 2009.
Right.
Can we give the guy a little freaking appreciation for the season we just experienced?
Good job not condoning that. Good job.
Because it's stupid.
We are going to be in the building on that Friday night in May when Juan Soto and the New York Mets take on the New York Yankees. He will be booed incredibly loud.
Not by me.
You're really not going to boo him?
Again. He left the New York Yankees because the Mets paid him more money.
Why do you want the Yankees to boo?
I don't want them to do anything. I personally don't care what they do. I just know.
Then why are you saying? Why are you incredulous that they're not going to boo him?
Okay, I'll tell you why I'm incredulous. So I think the Mets were in a very similar situation 25 years ago. They acquired a guy named Mike Hampton for the 2000 season, and he was great. Like, I don't think the Mets win the pennant without Mike Hampton. He was the National League Championship Series MVP.
Okay.
One great year, gets to the World Series. It doesn't work out, as obviously you guys know. And then as a free agent, Mike Hampton left the Mets to sign with the Colorado Rockies. We booed the crap out of him for years when he came back. So I know it's not exactly the same, but year, the leading us to a World Series, like, all that's accurate. And I booed him.
Look,
so I'm just being fair. I always want to be fair with this. If we all booed Mike Hampton, why wouldn't you boo Juan Soto?
Because, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if Juan Soto left the Yankees for same to less money and told me the reason he was leaving is for school districts,
right,
maybe I'd boo him.
That's not true, though. The Wilpons didn't offer as much money.
Okay, but he says, whatever. My point is, we know why Juan Soto left, and also...
Well, hold on. This is being twisted, and I don't appreciate that. Mike Hampton went to Colorado for more money, and then he said the school system was better. Okay, all facts. Juan Soto left the Yankees for more money, and then...
Come on. Seriously?
What? He left for more money, but said he went for the school system. Like, that, where is the fact not true? He left for more money, but he claimed the school system.
Okay.
Okay. Juan Soto...
I seriously doubt that, but whatever.
You don't think he left the Mets for more money?
I don't think he left the school system because the school system.
I never said he did. I say that's what he claimed.
That's what he said.
Those are very two different things. I said Mike Hampton left the Mets to take more money.
Agreed.
He claimed it was the school system. That's just what he claimed. Okay. Juan Soto left the Yankees for more money and has claimed a million different things like, I don't know if the Yankees are going to be good in 9 years. So
yeah.
I would actually argue the reasons and the answers are the same.
No, we've heard 30 different reasons from Soto, which takes us back to the main reason, which is money.
Right.
Look, you Met fans, you want to do what you want to do with Mike Hampton. To me, I am, as every year that passes with teams losing this town, ever more appreciative of the 2024 Yankees, and they would not have gotten there without Juan Soto carrying them. He chose to go. That sucks. That's
fine.
We'll root against
him. Will you cheer him?
I don't know if I'll cheer him, but I'm certainly not going to boo him.
So you're going to just sit there very quietly?
Yeah, it is what it is. Maybe I'll cheer. You have to ask me when I get in there, but I know I'm not booing him because I'm going to forever be indebted to the year I got out of Juan Soto and taking us to that World Series. And it wasn't like he was the main reason why.
Would you agree, especially based on that audio we played and certainly talking to Yankee fans, you will be in the vast minority that night at Yankee Stadium?
Those are displaced New Yorkers that are now in Florida permanently.
They don't get to
do it regularly. And so,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At their one chance, they took it out of Juan Soto.
You think Soto was more likely to get booed in Port St. Lucie than Yankee Stadium in May?
Yep.
You're crazy.
100%.
He might be right. I got to think the Yankee fans up here are level-headed more than the fans down there, just tuned up at spring training, looking at making
noise. You have the MVP on your team. If you're the Yankees. You didn't lose Aaron Judge. You lost Juan Soto.
I know,
he's a great player, but he was here for 8 months.
I know, but you're still speaking rationally, but Yankee fans are going to boo him. They just booed him in Port St. Lucie for a game that doesn't count.
But those aren't the fans that are going to be in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, come on. The Florida fans are more rigid than the Yankee fans?
Apparently.
Nah, it is the sixth borough, dude.
Nah, Soto's going to get booed historically at Yankee Stadium on that Friday night.
They're going to do a roll call for him.
No, they're not.
1,000%. By the way, I hate to give them, you know, good advice.
You guys, all three of you, on.
It's a good way to throw the Met fan off because you think they're going to boo, so we can throw that in your face. Do a roll call, therefore it shuts us up.
I agree.
Doesn't mean there won't be boos. There will be boos, but there'll be a roll call.
Bring this up with every nonsense former player. Does he get a video?
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Shame on the Yankees if we don't give him a tribute video.
Hold on a second.
No doubt about it.
Hold on a second.
No doubt about it.
The video thing is very complicated.
No, because it's not. They went to the World Series for the first time in decades.
I know, but here's my counter to this. I would play a video, too, if push comes to shove. It's complicated when most of the fan base is angry at him. I think all three of you guys, respectfully, are way off on this. All of you in very different ways are way off. Yankee fans are going to boo the crap out of him.
Where do you get the intel that the Yankee fans are angry
history
at him?
History. Free agent leaves you. What we just heard in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Okay.
Like, where do you want me to go?
Time out.
Everywhere.
Time out.
Yes.
I heard this forever, and it was so nauseous, it made me want to puke every time you guys restated it. Yankee fans don't lose. Yankees don't lose free agents they don't want.
True. So I know it makes you puke, but it's true.
So who have they lost that they booed?
That's a great counter. You caught me in a pretzel. You're like, wait a second, Evan. You told me they never lost a free agent.
Exactly.
Robinson Cano was booed upon his return. Can we confirm that?
I think it was probably for other reasons.
I have no memory of that.
No. This was before the steroid stuff. Like, he was a former Yankee, and he got booed. I think in general, when a guy is not on your team anymore, unless it was a happy kind of breakup, which is very rare, you get booed. But you're right.
I don't think Soto was a non-happy breakup. I think it was just like...
Yankee fans wanted him back.
Of course, but...
They're not going to boo him?
I don't think Yankee fans were going to be so mad at him because he took $100 million more dollars.
They are, though.
They're not just misguided Yankee fans.
Then they're clueless.
Right.
But, okay. Do you guys not agree, and we got time before this happens, that when we are in the building on that Friday night at Yankee Stadium, it is going to be overwhelming boos? Forget about what they should do or they shouldn't do. Mm. Completely different things.
Smattering.
A smattering?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think Sean's right. Instinct is right.
You guys are nuts.
I think you're underestimating how many Yankee fans love what he gave us last year, and that's why we're so upset he's not here.
Real quick, just as a little experiment, Ray in Westchester, you're a big Yankee fan. How will you treat Juan Soto when he returns to Yankee Stadium?
I'm booing the heck out of him.
Why?
Been a Yankee fan since 1976.
Why, Ray?
Seen it all. Because he left us.
No, he didn't.
The greatest sports team in the history of sports.
Ray, hold on. He was
you
want
to go to the Mets?
He was a free agent, Ray.
Go.
He didn't leave you.
Yeah.
He was a free agent, and he negotiated with multiple teams, including a higher bidder who didn't get him, but he negotiated, and he went someplace else. You had him for a year, Ray. Why are you booing him so badly?
Kiki, I'm going to boo him because guess what? You want to go? You're not Yankee material. You're not Yankee stock.
No, he was Yankee.
Billy Martin.
You don't even believe that. You know that's not true.
You know you know what? He wasn't Yankee material because he didn't spend 1 year here getting knocked out in the wild card round like every other freaking year.
Whether you agree or disagree with his points, he'll be in the building and he's going to boo his ass.
Yeah, he'll be of the smattering.
It's not going to be a... We got to put something on the line here.
And you know what? And I'm going to preach it. Tommy put something in my head. The best idea, you should have led the Lou Gower with this.
What?
You boo him loudly, you give in and bend the knee to every Met fan that told you we care so much about the Mets. Yeah. You don't boo him, it's going to piss off Met fans more. Don't do it, Yankee
fans. Yeah, listen, we know you do care. It's just whether you outwardly do it. So if you want a covert counterstrike to the Met fan, you do the roll call, you don't boo. But let's be fair. They're not going to church before the game. They're going to be a little gassed up. So it's easy to say it now, but a couple at Billy's and stands, you're going to boo Juan Soto. So I think we're all right. Unfortunately, we can't all be right.
No,
so someone's got to be more right than the other.
Guys,
everybody will boo.
Guys.
Not everybody.
Guys.
But there will be boos.
You're all so wrong. Like, ask Keith McPherson, who's in the Bleacher Creatures. Mm-hmm. Ask Bald Vinny, who's in the Bleacher Creatures, right now, on a sober day in the middle of March, would you consider giving that man a roll call and they will laugh at you? There's no way he's getting the roll call, and there's no way it's going to be a smattering.
I mean, don't
No
they...
way. No way.
What game did I go to? Tampa Rays. Who was their right fielder? I'm forgetting his name.
Randy Arozarena?
Arozarena. Didn't they give his ass a roll call?
Did they? For what?
Because they like giving a roll call.
They're not giving it to Juan Soto.
Okay, but don't act like it's an exclusive Yankee fielder thing.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.